Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. A Roswell woman won't be prosecuted for allegedly speeding after body cam footage showed police using a coin flip app to decide whether to arrest her. The video, obtained by 11 Alive, shows two officers appear to laugh and joke about the decision to detain Sarah Webb in April. The video prompted the prosecutor to decline moving the case forward. The two officers are on administrative leave. Kellogg's has recalled its Honey Smacks cereal after a salmonella outbreak. GPB's Ellen Eldridge reports 100 people in 33 states, including Georgia, have been infected.
Kellogg's launched an investigation in June after learning Honey Smacks customers got sick. A company official says they are working to find out the cause. The CDC's Dr. Laura Geraldowski says salmonella symptoms start 12 to 72 hours after eating a tainted product. Diarrhea, fever, and abdominal cramps are common.
Younger children less than 5, adults older than 65, and people with weakened immune systems are more likely to have a severe illness.
She says anyone who purchased Honey Smacks should return the cereal for a refund, regardless of the date on the box. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Atlanta.
A new report says the Department of Health and Human Services wasted more than $300,000 on travel by former Secretary Tom Price. The department's inspector general said today the former Georgia congressman took 20 trips during his 7-month tenure that didn't follow the rules. Several trips Price took to and from Georgia were, quote, extravagant. When Price resigned in September, he paid back more than $50,000 in flights. Former University of Georgia star John Isner is not advancing to the finals at Wimbledon, but he did set a record today. He lost to Kevin Anderson after playing for nearly 7 hours. That is the longest semifinals match ever played at the All England Club. Atlanta's Georgia Tech leads the nation in awarding engineering bachelor's degrees to women and African Americans. This according to a new report from the American Society for Engineering Education. It looks at degrees handed out in the 2016-27 school year. For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington.